Hey guys, welcome back to another video. A little story time with Nick. I'm going to tell you about a man who put his family first. He worked hard, and everything that he cared about was his family. It's number one. And a lot of you guys out there, and myself included, like they always say, hey, family first, man. Family first. I'll sacrifice everything. I'll die for my family. Which we all would, of course. So this man works hard, makes a living. At the end of the day, he goes home, rushes home, pours into his family, helps his wife with the kids and dinner and taking the trash out. Just an upstanding individual, the model husband, the model father. And he does this for years, sacrificing himself, sacrificing his time for his family. Honorable, right? Family first. I'll die for my family. But over the years, this man, we'll call him Jim. Jim. Over the years, Jim did not take care of himself because he put his family first. Put on a little weight every year. And then he got into his 40s, late 40s, knocking on the door of 50s. Jim died of heart attack. Left behind 3 kids and 6 grandkids and a wife. And now that family, the family first, Jim's family, continues on without him. Now, I tell you this story is somewhat true because a woman reached out to me. As you guys know, I talk about, being physically fit, trying not to get emotional, being physically fit and being the best that you can be for your family. And shit, man. She messaged me and said, you know how right this is. And I was getting a lot of flack for that video online, just how it's talking about how you were selfish. If you're overweight, you're selfish. If you're a husband, a father, a grandfather, and you're overweight, you're being fucking selfish. And she commented and she said, you're absolutely right. He put us first. He was a good man, but we would do just anything. We would pay anything. We would do anything to have him with us because all the grandkids and all the kids just miss their grandfather. They just want their grandfather around and their father around. And that just broke my heart. So a lot of you will say, I will die for my family. But will you live for them? Will you live for them? And my point to all of this is investing in yourself. And I talk a lot about you being the very most important person. We can say our family's first and this and that, but the reality is if you are not the best version of yourself, you can't serve your family. You can't serve your team. You can't serve your work. You can't be the man that they need you to be if you're not your very best. So I heard a quote from, was it Jim Rohan? What was his name?
It's Rohan.
Rohan?
Yeah.
Rohan, older guy. And he said, you work hard, right? Work hard, and you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you'll make a fortune. And that fortune can be whatever you want it to be for you. It could be your family. It could be wealth. It could be both. But the point of it is a man must work hard on himself. And we talk about this in the Agogi all the time. I'm like, listen, you fuck sticks. That's how I talk to my people in the Agogi. So you're welcome to come on in and join. So I'm the worst salesman ever. But I'm like, listen, guys, if we drop your weight, we get your hormones sorted out by dropping your weight or hormone replacement therapy. We get you eating right. We prioritize. We look at your priorities. We fix your routine. We align. We make sure your routine is congruent with your priorities in life. You're going to make more money. You're going to have more time. You're going to have a more fulfilled life. What happens every time, Mario? That happens.
your life escalates. Your life
like 100%, up. Right?
100%.
Like everybody in the Gogi has made more money, switched jobs, started businesses, like gotten, it's mind blowing what happens. It's hard to explain until you like, you do it.
Yeah.
You do it. So I tell people this, like, listen, we have to fix you first. And then all the other stuff will come. But you got to do the work, man. You got to put in the work on you, on your perception. And the reality is we were doing the fitness stuff and the Agogi all the time. And we're like, why won't these guys do their macros, you know, hit their training and show up to training and do all the things? And we realized that you don't have a fitness and nutrition problem. You have a mindset problem. Your perception is skewed. Oh, I can't go to the gym because I got to get back to my wife. Well, yeah, we can work that out. But you're no good to them, 300 plus pounds with heart disease and a CPAP machine. Like dying of a freaking heart attack like Coach Jerry's dad at 47 years old. Like, this shit breaks my heart. And we have a responsibility. If you have fucking kids, man, you have a responsibility to live for them. We all know that we would die for them if needed. But we need to make a choice to live for them. And this means investing in yourself. And I'm not saying that you have to come to the Agogi, even though you fucking should. I'm building an army, gentlemen. that's a fact. But the reality is you just going all in on yourself, on your personal growth. And not reading books or watching these videos, but the execution of what you're learning. We have info obesity in this world right now. There's never in a million years have we had as much access to information. I have access to every answer in the world right here. It means nothing if I don't do something with it. So gentlemen, do something. I plead with you. Fucking do something. Work on yourself. Become the very best version. Whatever that image of you, your potential, look in the mirror and go, who can I become? Become that guy. It's fucking hard. I know it. I've done the work. I'm still doing the work. My good friend Kirk Weisler says, we're not human beings. We're human becomings. I'm a human becoming. We're all flawed, but we're all doing the work. Great men put in the work. So don't work hard just to earn a living. Work hard on yourself so you earn a fucking fortune. All right, guys. Share this with a friend who needs to hear it. He'll thank you after he's made that transition into a better version of himself. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. See you guys in the next video.